This is Morgan Michael, welcoming you to Kindsight 101, the podcast, where you'll hear from world-renowned educational leaders about the mobilizing power of kindness, together by challenging our assumptions and venturing beyond the status quo in education. We can make a big impact, one small act at a time.
It just starts to establish that kindness, that you're sending that message of the teacher, that this is so important in this space, that we do this for each other.
Whether you teach kindergarten, middle school, high school, or even university, this episode is for you. You will learn three tangible activities that you can use starting tomorrow that will foster a kinder classroom. Dr. Rebecca Alber is an instructor at the UCLA Graduate School of Education, a literacy expert, and a regular contributor to Edutopia, an online website founded by the George Lucas Educational Foundation, which shines a spotlight on what works in education. For more information on Dr. Rebecca Alber's work, visit edutopia.com or connect with her on Twitter. You wrote recently in Edutopia this article called Kindness, a Lesson Plan, and it garnered quite a bit of attention. I know that I came across it and was really impressed with some of the strategies that you outlined within it. And I thought it would be really great if you might be able to share some of the strategies that teachers can incorporate, you know, starting Monday within their classrooms to cultivate this kind culture. Perhaps you might be able to speak to some of your favorite ways that teachers can do this.
Those are things you can do where you don't need materials, you don't need training, that you can start their Monday things rather than someday. For us, for teachers that decide, you know what, I really want to rev up that kindness in my classroom. I really want to make a commitment to that. For so many of us, it's rooted in our philosophy as teachers that kindness and compassion are also our work. However, we get a lot of messages from schooling systems, districts, get busy with the curriculum, and we see it as separate. And I think that's these activities that that can take 5 minutes, and it just starts to establish that community and that kindness, that you're sending that message as a teacher, that this is so important in this space, that we do this for each other.
Would you be able to sort of describe what those activities are?
So good things, you know, sometimes you have to start small and you'll just do it in a small group, have kids turn to each other, a group of three or four, and just say a good thing that's going on for them currently. They had pizza last night. They were going to Disneyland in a month with their family. Their birthday's coming up. And then you give an opportunity for maybe one child from each group to share out. So it builds. At the beginning of the year, it depends. You know, it always depends on the class. But sometimes they're a little shy or reticent to share. So the teacher will model and say, oh, I'll share my good thing. And then you'll have, you know, a few outspoken kids. But you want it to be, again, going back to that inclusion, you want as many students to share on a regular basis. So you do this every day. And I do it with my grad students. And sometimes they're like, oh, we have nothing today. And I'm like, you have to find, you know, we have just a small thing. Like, you know what? I'm going to watch my favorite show tonight.
Yes.
Or, you know, I have a bag of chips in my bag. I can't wait to eat it, you know, and just something small. And then we share, and it just really humanizes everyone, grounds us in something positive. We get to, also kids get to know each other this way. So it's a, you know, oh, your birthday's next month, so is mine, right? So it's really just a sweet way to start the day.
And also reinforces this sense of gratitude, which we know from a lot of the research that's emerging in neuroscience, that it's really a reinforcer that encourages us to look for the good things in our lives. And it trains our brains to be on the lookout for those things as well.
And the human brain is wired to be critical. So, you know, if you said, tell me one bad thing, the list, you know, I mean, it's a lot easier.
Yes,
so
exactly.
The human brain is, we're just, you know, that's survival to be critical. So it is a contrary action to that.
Would you be able to explain the write around and the shout outs as well?
Yeah. So with the write around, you provide students with several sentence starters. And those could be, I really like this about you. I'm impressed by the way you do this. I look forward to seeing you because, and you put those up on the board or display those somewhere. All the students, and again, you might want to form, instead of one big circle, small groups, or depending on the size of your class, everyone takes out a piece of paper, writes their name on the paper, and then they pass it. Maybe pass to the left, or you can collect them all as a teacher and pass them back out. And let's say I get your paper. I look up on the board, I choose a sentence starter, one idea I've gotten from you, or I knew I can count on you when, and I write something. And then teacher calls time, 3 or 4 minutes tops. You can have them pass them again or recollect them and pass them out. And then the student that has your name now, your paper now, chooses a different sentence starter and writes something to you. And then the teacher collects them all. You do like 3 or 4 rounds of that and passes them out to the student, the owner of the paper, and they get to read those.
Which feels great.
It does. And, you know, I got to tell you, all of these strategies, I've been out of the classroom for 13, 14 years. And so I've been working with adults. I was doing a lot of literacy workshops with veteran English teachers. And I did all of these. You know, if we want teachers to try a new strategy, to rehearse a new strategy, to take that chance, instead of telling them, a lot of times when they have the opportunity to do it as a learner, they're more apt to take it to their classroom. So I would do all of these and they would have the same reaction as the students, the kids, right? I mean, they would look at it, look over and smile, and they would, it feels good, you know? And again, it's just, it's a human experience. It's, again, it's very vulnerable to learn. To explore together, to hypothesize, to experiment, to fail, to try again, to reflect.
Exactly.
Yeah, so the shout outs is sort of the bookend of the good things. So you start with good things and then you give that last 5 minutes of class, and you don't have to do this. Maybe you do it at the end of the week, or you could do it a couple times a week, and you just give a shout out. Just a, you know, I want to give a shout out to Jessica. I saw her really focused today, and I also saw her help someone out that was struggling, that, you know, had a question. She answered it for them. So shout out to Jessica. And you do a couple of those. And with this, with the shout outs, it takes what I have observed a little bit longer to build comfort for the students, especially with older students, to do this. And I've seen teachers hang with this, where they just keep the shout outs going and they're the only one doing the shout outs. And then one day, 2 weeks down, 3 weeks down the road, a student raises their hand and they're like, I want to give a shout out too, you know, and then they move into it. And once they build, once that opens up, especially if it's a leader in the classroom, a student leader. Once that opens, and then that student that got the shout out wants to give one back, right? It just becomes, I've seen it move from silence, the beginning few weeks of school, to the end of school. I've observed in a classroom where the kids are just, everyone's hands up. I have a shout out. I have a shout out.
Wow. That's powerful. It makes me think a little bit about compliment circles and this idea, especially with primary kids of, I mean, I think they all have it within them to give compliments, but it can be difficult for them. So even training them in terms of the types of ways that you can start a compliment, or the things that you might want to be noticing, and just even modeling that for them in a really explicit way at the beginning, especially for some of the little ones who might be still working their way around language in general, which is interesting. But it's so neat to hear the progression and then the comfort and, like you said, the vulnerability that they're able to overcome by practicing and by giving it a try, right?
And that's a great opportunity for the teacher to make, going back to classroom walls, make a poster with shout out sentence starters, mm-hmm. right? So the kids can look up there and just grab one mm-hmm. and use it when they raise their hand. So yes. it makes it a little easier, gives them a framework to work with. Because that also, you know, they're shy. Mm-hmm. You know, they want to offer something up, or it's new for them, as you said, with younger kids. So having that tool, having that support would be helpful too.
Sure. I want to thank you for the wonderful reviews that you've left for this podcast on iTunes. Your reviews make a big difference in helping other educators find this show. If you think that I'm doing good work here and you'd like others to get inspired and join our 21-day kindness challenge and movement, I'd love it if you would take a minute, head over to iTunes, and leave a review. Thank you so much. This has been another episode of Kindsight 101, the podcast. For links to resources mentioned in this episode, visit smallactbigimpact.com and click on our podcast and choose this episode number. Now, I'd love to give my audience a heads up about my new book, which will provide ideas, actionable strategies, and inquiry-based approaches to creating kinder classroom through serving the community. Subscribe to my blog for more information. Now, I would love to hear from you. What's the biggest insight that you gain from this conversation? Head over to our website, smallactbigimpact.com, leave a comment on our podcast page, or tag and connect with us on social media with the hashtag #SmallActBigImpact to share your inspiring story of kindness. Can't wait to hear from you.